U.S., China, and El Salvador Schools by Noah, Lily, Andrea, and Nate. In our investigation of comparing the U.S. to other countries' schools, we interviewed two immigrants named Kevin, 12, and Fu Lin, 13, from Hamilton Middle School in Seattle. Kevin was originally from El Salvador and Fu Lin was from China. We found many differences between the educations in these countries. For example, China still uses corporal punishment in schools, and El Salvador has had trouble getting good schools for kids.
Chinese immigrants first arrived in the late 1840s to work on railroads to send money back to their families, not for education. First, they went to California, but most left to escape racial discrimination and to find gold in Washington. Instead of gold, Chinese people found jobs building railroads. At one point, there were more than 10,000 Chinese working on the Central Pacific Railroad. In 1886, the United States passed the Chinese Exclusion Act. Now, Chinese are still coming to the U.S. for economic improvements, but also for education.
Here is the good teacher, there is not really good teacher. That's different. They are mean to any student, hitting the people, the student, like some people bad, he used the ruler to hit them. The student talking and the teacher hit him.
Explains Fu Lin about China's schools. China officially abolished corporal punishment in schools in 1949. China's corporal punishment came out of the cultural tradition of public humiliation, according to David Ho, a University of Hong Kong professor. In a classroom in Tianjin, a teacher made students slap themselves in the face for each point missed below 60%. Other burn and beating stories are scattered throughout China. The Washington legislature does not allow corporal punishment. Any act which willfully inflicts or willfully causes the infliction of physical pain on a student is prohibited. This description took place in all the districts on September 1, 1994. Now, though, China is putting the teachers on trial more and more to help stop this corporal punishment.
In El Salvador, corporal punishment is not a problem, but the schools available are mostly reserved for the high-class citizens. The reason for this is because people who go to school in El Salvador don't have to work hard labor. The people who do go to schools that aren't high-class have schools that are terribly built, filthy, and infested with rodents. A program called EDUCO has worked to improve these conditions and the curriculum by shifting control from the central government to the local government and parents, mostly in rural areas. In the 1980s, 1 million of El Salvador's children were not in school. Civil strife made the enrollment rate 76%. Since 1989, EDUCO has more students enrolling, fewer dropouts, and not as many students failing. The EDUCO has greatly helped improve schools in El Salvador for different classes of people.
Getting used to new school, new customs, and a new language is hard. Kevin recalls one day.
The teacher asked if we can go to the bathroom, and I didn't understand her, so I followed a student, and then we went to the bathroom.
There's a program that helps students adjust to going to school in Seattle. It's called the BOC. Bilingual Orientation Center, a program which gives a class to students who need help with learning English. Usually after a couple semesters, a student will go into the mainstream classes and continue them in English. The schools and culture in the U.S., China, and El Salvador are incredibly different, and the reasons for coming to Washington State have changed. Kevin and Fu Lin are two of the many immigrants who have left their home country to find something better in America. Whether it's education, jobs, or for family, we hope they have found what they came here for, and we thank them for their interviews.